I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Life is getting back to normal today in DeKalb County. This after yesterday's massive water main break spilled more than 100 million gallons of water, closing roadways, schools, government offices, and businesses. DeKalb County CEO Michael Thurman says now that the repairs have been made, it's time to figure out what caused the break.
So there was some type of structural failure. We don't know exactly what it is. That is a process that we'll go through to help to determine the cause of this and to see what steps might be taken going forward to prevent a massive break like this from occurring again.
A boil water advisory for DeKalb County is expected to remain in effect for the next few days. The U.S. Department of Transportation is giving MARTA $12.6 million for a new bus rapid transit line from downtown to midtown Atlanta. The AJC reports the route will include stations and vehicles linking Midtown, Piedmont Park, downtown, and existing MARTA stations. The grant will help fund the purchase of five new transit vehicles and the installation of 30 transit stations. The project, which will cost nearly $50 million, would be the first bus rapid transit line in Georgia. Facebook says it's building a $750 million data center in Newton County's Stanton Springs. The new facility is expected to provide 100 full-time jobs. Rachel Peterson is Facebook's Director of Data Center Strategy and Development.
We selected this location for a number of reasons, like access to good renewable energy, a strong talent pool to draw from, and very importantly, a great set of community partners.
Plans call for the data center to run on 100% clean and renewable energy and to be cooled using outdoor air instead of energy-intensive air conditioners. This will be Facebook's ninth data center in the U.S. A group of Kennesaw State University students is suing the university. According to the AJC, the Young Americans for Freedom are accusing the university of viewpoint discrimination by charging an extra $320 for security costs for a conservative guest speaker, Katie Pavlich. KSU says due to the size of the event and the speaker's controversial nature, added security was deemed necessary. The Georgia legislature is currently considering a bill that would require the state's public colleges and universities to protect speakers invited to campus from heckling. State lawmakers will vote today on a bill that aims to improve Georgia's maternal and infant mortality rates. Georgia Health News reports House Bill 909 authorizes the Department of Public Health to rate hospitals based on care and services offered to mothers and infants. Georgia ranks second to last in maternal mortality and 45th in premature births. We're also in the bottom 10 for infant mortality. The risk is even greater for black women and their children and for women and children in South Georgia. Well, work is underway to restore dunes on Hilton Head Island that were damaged during Hurricanes Matthew and Irma. The Island Packet reports contractors began the dune restoration project this week. It's expected to take about 2 months to complete. The project includes installing 10 miles of sand fencing and salt-tolerant vegetation. The goal is to reestablish the dunes that protect homes on the island. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.